Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Money Smarts for You. Enhance your lifestyle by taking the positive path towards managing your money.
Welcome to the Money Smarts for You show. I'm your host, Barbie O'Connor, author of the book Money Smarts for You, The Basics, available on Amazon for Kindle and in paperback. Today, I'm fortunate enough to have as my guest a good friend of mine, Janine Wormowski, who is a small business owner and a licensed massage therapist, and who for the last 11 years has been actively involved in supporting teachers in the Northeast School District through her volunteer work while her daughter Danielle has been in school. This year, her daughter Danielle is applying to college. Today's topic is organizing for applying to college. Janine has developed posters for her daughter that include information about the school she's applying to, financial aid and scholarship info, as well as details about the process. She's kindly sharing her worksheets that are a part of her posters, and you can download those worksheets by going to the website www.moneysmartsforyou.com and selecting the tab labeled The Book and then the sub-tab entitled Free Worksheets. Simply fill in the blanks with the information requested and tell us which worksheets you would like to receive. In addition, you can see pictures of the posters she designed as a model for creating your own college application posters posted under the tab Barbie's Blog. Janine, thank you for being with me today and for sharing your poster designs and your worksheets. Let's start by talking about the worksheets. Tell me about what prompted you to create these fantastic worksheets.
Barbie, thank you for having me on your show. What prompted me to create these worksheets is my daughter and I were researching on the internet what colleges she would like to attend to. And of course, she's one of the kids that knows what career interests she has. And so she was able to research that career at what the different colleges have to offer. But through this research, which was countless hours, we would go through page after page of every university's website. And although it was very exciting, it was also overwhelming because there's so much information out there and so many deadlines to keep. That we did not want to miss any of those deadlines. And with creating these two worksheets, the one especially on the scholarships and financial aid, you did not want to miss those deadlines because, you know, we want to make the most of our money and where she goes to school at. And so I'll talk about our first worksheet, which is the college application checklist and due dates. There are so many topics that I read about, and I wanted to make sure we did all the due dates on time. And let me tell you that she's going to apply for four different colleges, and for each college, you need to have one of these worksheets.
Okay. So go over with me the various blocks that you have up here at the top for each of these worksheets.
These different blocks are what the average college or university wants you to send in. These are what their admission requirements are. And if they don't require certain things, then just X out the block. So the first thing is you'll fill out a college application for every college, and you'll pay the fee. Now, let me back up for just a minute. At the top of the page, I have the name of the college and then the application type. For each college, you need to know which application that you're filling out. For Texas public colleges, you use a Apply Texas. Now, she's applying to a college in Florida, and they have their own application on their website that they want you to fill out. And she's applying at a Colorado university, and you can use the common application for that. So there's different application types.
Okay. So at the top, you have a place that says application type. So you can specify common applications, their university application, or the Apply Texas application.
And then I have a slot for the admissions phone number. Because while you're putting in these due dates and you want to confirm, you can call these numbers. Or if you have any other admission questions, which you will all along the process, you can call their number. And it's easier just to have it on this worksheet and have it right in front of you on a poster than it is to get online and put that search for their phone number.
Because there are hundreds of phone numbers for different services that college offers.
So back to the loss on the worksheet. After you have your application filled out and know the due date, put it underneath the due date block. And then the date that you sent the application in. And then if you get any kind of email from the college or response, put that date in there too, and maybe a little note of what they said. On to the next block, your high school transcript. Many colleges want you to send those transcripts in a private manner, and so they have your college, I mean your high school, send them usually through them, or you can get a transcript relief form from your counselor's office, and fill that out and send it to your college. Once again, fill out the due date that it's due, the date that it's sent, and if the college lets you know that it has been received.
Great. What are the other things that you're required to send or to have somebody send for you?
Okay. You have to send in your SAT and ACT scores. You will find your SAT test that you took on the College Board website. Your AP test scores are also there. One of those pre-organizational tests that you need to do is to make sure that the summer before your junior year, you go to the bookstore and buy the SAT prep book and start practicing the SAT testing. Even if you haven't been taught some of the information, getting familiar with the type of questions asked and how timed the tests are is a very good skill to have.
That's a really good tip, and a lot of people don't realize they need to do that.
Because if you do this, if you wait till your senior year, the classes are so much harder, and you might not have time to go to SAT prep class.
So whether you can afford to go on to a class, you can at least buy the book and work through the book and the test to practice to take the SAT or the ACT.
That's right. And when you take in your sophomore year, when you take the PSAT, even before this, there's a section on it where they have the kids fill out their career interests. And by doing that, these scores and interests get set out to different colleges and universities. And then your kid will start getting information from those schools and possibly recruitment letters.
So that's really an important thing for kids to do, too, who are sophomores, to remember when they take the PSAT to indicate their areas of interest.
Yes. It's very important.
And I would even say buy a plastic bin or a box after you take that PSAT. So when you start getting these letters, you can just throw all the information in those boxes so you can organize it later when you start researching your college and organizing for your application.
Great. Those are all great tips. So let's continue on the various other things that are required.
Okay. One of the things that the counselors encourage you to do is have your essays written during the summer before your senior year so that you can have other people read them and they can be clearly written and express how your child is. You know, give the college recruiters an indicator of who they're accepting into their college.
And does some schools require essays?
Yes. And some schools require specific types of essays. And the Texas application or the specific college will say you can have essay A, essay B, essay C. And you want to look on the college website to make sure you are choosing the right essay that they want you to send in.
So on your college application checklist worksheet that will be available at the Money Smart for You website, you could write in that box where it says due date, you could write the type of essay that you have decided or that the college has requested for you to send in.
That's right. That's a very good tip. And then the next box on the application checklist is the recommendation letters. Some schools require it, some schools don't. But I would get those in advance if you can. Start getting them your junior year. Because the seniors are asking, and this is usually hundreds, even thousands of seniors in one school are asking these different teachers, counselors, friends, neighbors, business partners to write these letters. And if they have an abundance of letters to write, well, then you want yours to be paid attention to, so you might want to get it done sooner. And again, look to see when the due date is, the day you sent it off, and the date the college received it. This next block is very important. Some colleges require, well, not require, but they have early decision. They're just as excited about you applying to their college as you are applying to it. And so they want to know who's really interested in their college. And so these due dates are going to be earlier than what you would be starting applying, say, like in September or October. Some early decision due dates that we have found in Texas, you have to have those in by October or November in order to have early decision by January. And the regular admission process, you still have to have the due dates we have seen or usually due by October, November, December, and then they'll let you know in January if you are admitted.
Okay, so that's an important thing to put on this sheet so that you know what you're working towards.
Yes, because if it's early decision, you're going to want to do your work during the summer towards this application and all the requirements for admission in order to get your early admission notice.
Yikes. It seems like it's taking more and more time earlier and earlier for kids to apply to college to be able to get in. So And down here at the bottom of that college application checklist, you have a few things too.
Well, what I have included, which has been very useful, is putting the College Board usernames and passwords and ACC user ID and password and Applied Texas username and password. And the reason why I put this is because I had it on a spiral when I was first organizing, but I have to always go back to that spiral. But if I have it on the checklist, then I can just look at my poster, type in my information, my website, my username, the password, and it's all in one place.
Great, and I'll make a mention on passwords. Make sure you make them strong. Use the null system, which is number, uppercase, lowercase, and symbol. And preferably, you know, make it so that once you're done with this process, you can destroy these pieces of paper by shredding, and they won't be accessible to other people or to identity theft. Okay, so now we're going to talk about your other worksheet, which is your college financial aid and scholarship checklist and due date.
Okay, on this one at the top, I also put the name of the college and the financial aid office phone number. Again, there's a lot of due dates, and the common categories is in January. Everybody fills out the FAFSA form, the General Financial Aid form. And with each FAFSA form, there's a code for your college. And so this is where I write that code in and then put when it's due for turning in so that you will not miss these dates. It could be a very costly mistake, or you might not even get to apply at all.
Oh, my, that's bad.
And so one of the things that FAFSA requires is having your parents' tax return, and that's one thing you don't want to forget about missing a due date on is putting that in with the application.
So do they just ask for the previous year's tax return or several years, or what do they ask for?
The previous year is what I have found.
Okay. So that would be like for this year's application, it would be the tax return that was filed in April, which was for 2014, since we're in 2015 now.
Correct.
Okay.
There's different types of financial aid. And I'm covering the College Academic Merit Scholarship. And what that is, that's the money that is offered from the college. And that, you know, you don't have to get paid back, and you want that money. And so you don't want to miss those deadlines. And some of these scholarship applications, they require a little essay. They require interviews. Some are more intense than others. But just get it in, and you'll be happy when you see those numbers add up.
One thing I want to mention that Janine brought up is that there are different sources of financial aid, and it's important when you're offered that financial aid to understand if it's indeed a gift or whether it is a loan that has to be paid back. Don't be embarrassed to ask those questions. It's important to know what your student is going to be obligated to once they graduate.
Another form of financial aid is grants. You want those too. Then there's outside scholarships. And researching outside scholarships, I have found that there are some that you have to apply for in the summer. There's due dates in the summer before your senior year. in order to be on time to get those scholarships and get those applications in. Another way to pay for your college is through work study. And you go to the counselor's office and ask them what work programs they have that you can do to help pay for your college on campus. And again, at the bottom of this worksheet, we have a FAFSA sign-in with email and address and password. And then you can add other emails at the bottom of this page, especially for the outside scholarships. Great. Don't forget to have one of these worksheets for each college.
For each college. Okay.
And how I organized it was I gathered all that information from the plastic bin, and then I put the due dates on my worksheet, and then I made my poster board. And what I did is I put...
These were so cool when you showed them to me, these posters that you made for your daughter, which I think is really like a school project because it's like rah-rah and excited that you're going to apply to school, but it also provides all this information on it. So tell me about the posters and what's on them.
Okay. What I did is I divided a single white poster board in half. And then I put one college at the top and one college at the bottom. And I put my application checklist worksheet on the left, far left, and I put my financial aid worksheet on the far right.
And so you have one of each of these for each school. So on the top, you've got one for this college, and on the bottom, you've got one for the other college. Is that right?
That's correct. And then I make sure I have the college address and phone number at the top of this poster so that it will be easy to contact them just by looking at this and having my cell phone in my hand. And then what I did is I put any information about the admission process and financial aid in between the two worksheets just to help me visualize and confirm that the dates I've put on my worksheet. Like for the college application checklist, you might want to put your first-time student, what they must submit. And then you might want to put for your financial aid the cost of everything at the college, the tuition, the room and board, books, other expenses. And so whenever you get these together and you color code them,
yeah, I think that's neat that you have the school colors as part of the motif. And that is kind of exciting too because you can learn what the colors are and make sure you're going to school there anymore. Yeah.
That's right. It's really fun. And I just put a color post of cardstock behind each sheet, and I put the school's mascot if I have room, and it separates the two, visually separates the two colleges from each other. And so, at the end, when we look at these poster boards, then you can really narrow down your choices, and once you get accepted to one of these colleges or all of them, then you can narrow down the choice, and then you can go back to your financial aid and start working on that and finishing that up so that you'll be ready for college, and you'll be ready to pack and do all the fun, getting the dorm supplies and getting more situated with the campus and learning more about it on their website again.
Great. pictures of Janine's posters. You can find on the Money Smarts for You website under my blog, Barbie's blog. And as I mentioned, these worksheets will be available for you to download. Just go to the book tab and look for free worksheets, and then select the worksheets you want, and they'll be sent to you. One other question I had to do with how often should parents and students consult the worksheet and the calendar to make sure these are being met on a timely fashion?
Well, if you have done your research and your college, when your colleges require early decision, or you think you really want to go to that school and you want to get your information in quick, I would look at that poster board every day to make sure that you meet the deadline.
Okay, so daily if you're early decision, and maybe if you're regular decision,
weekly,
on a weekly basis. Okay, all right. Janine, I can't tell you how wonderful it's been to have you here. I hope your tips help other mothers and fathers and parents and students as they prepare for this process. Almost sounds like you need to do this beginning the spring semester of your junior year.
Yes.
Okay, to summarize, using the college application checklist, the worksheet will help keep track of completing the application, getting transcripts, and letters of recommendation sent out, and also getting essays and resumes written and submitted in a timely fashion to meet the deadlines of each of the individual colleges in consideration. Now, using the College Financial Aid and Scholarship Checklist worksheet will allow students to keep on track of their FAFSA, which is Free Application for Federal Student Aid, submission requirements, as well as any grants or scholarships and work study that they have to apply for in the process of looking for money to pay college expenses. Janine, thank you so much for joining me today for the Money Smarts for You show. And I'm so thankful of the wonderful worksheets that you put together that hopefully will help all students in their college application process this fall. Please go to the website, www.moneysmartsforyou.com, to download the free worksheets. Next week, I'll be going over how to protect yourself financially while back to school shopping. Then the following week, the show will cover steps to take to prepare your card for a road trip, whether it's to college or for your last vacation of the summer. And then later on in August, we'll be setting up a budget for college with your students, and then what you need to know about credit cards. Please email me your questions or thoughts to Barbie at moneysmartsforyou.com, and we will cover them in future shows. Remember, take care of your money to take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at moneysmartsforyou.com. Like us on Facebook, buy the book on Amazon, and remember to subscribe to the show.